Hi, in this video in the Azure Connected Services video series, we show you how to add authentication to your Azure app. The authentication example we're going to show in this video is for Twitter, but the steps are similar for other services, like for your Google account or Microsoft account. First, we need to get our Azure connection URL. And we'll find that in our client app in index.js, and we'll switch over to HTTPS from HTTP, which is required for authentication. And open index.html and do the same thing. Switch your Azure connection URL to HTTPS, and we also paste in this Twitter domain name, api.twitter.com. Which is also going to be required for authentication. Next, open your Twitter developer portal and click Create New App. Give it your new app an app name, Cordova Azure Twitter description, and copy in your connection URL in the website field. And for the callback URL, then take your connection URL, add a /.auth/login/Twitter/callback. And then go to the bottom of the screen, agree to terms, and click create your Twitter application. Now you want to get over to the settings page and make sure that you check this allow this application to be used to sign in with Twitter. And click keys and access tokens. And copy your consumer key and your API secret to the clipboard. We're going to use those when we enter this information into Azure. So in Azure, for your mobile app, open the settings and then go to authentication and turn on app service authentication. And then, in this case, we're going to log in with Twitter, so you select that from the box, click Twitter, and now we paste in the API key that we got from the Twitter developer portal, and we paste in the API secret, and then click OK. And we see that we've successfully saved the auth settings. And now we go back to the easy tables from settings and click your to-do item table. And now go to the change permissions option. Now this gives different permissions, and we're going to set them all to authenticated access only, replacing the anonymous access, which is the default settings. So we change all of them here and click Save. And now we just opened the to-do item .js for the table, and we need this table.access equals authentication in order to include table authentication, and it goes after the Azure Mobile Apps.table method call. So in our sample app, we have some commented code for authentication. We're going to uncomment that. Client.login, we'll switch that to Twitter. And this is the code here where we're getting the Azure table, client.getTable. And now that code will only run in the callback function for the login. So when login is successful, then this code runs and the app works. And that's it for this video. Next time we'll run the app.